From KPFK, Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Golhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Hundreds of people protested in a manner consistent with social distancing in Arizona on Friday to demand that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE agency, immediately release undocumented detainees. That's about 700 people who arrived in 200 cars outside Eloy Detention Center and La Palma Correctional Facility near Phoenix, Arizona. The two privately run facilities are at great risk of COVID-19 spreading unchecked, as there is evidence of a lack of hygiene among staff and several cases of infection already. My guest is Michelle Ruiz. She's an organizer with Puente Human Rights Movement in Arizona, which organized the protest. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
So tell me, first of all, about the conditions that the folks are being held in detention. This is, I understand, part of the Trump administration's ongoing project of keeping undocumented immigrants imprisoned indefinitely.
So Puente has been going to Eloy Detention Center in Florence, visiting people who are detained. And we had, early in December, we gave out a report on the conditions inside Eloy. So we believe that bad conditions have not changed at all. And so right now, people who are detained, they're asking for information, they're asking for healthcare, but they're not receiving the healthcare they should be receiving. And so the response they've been getting by guards is like pepper sprayed, not getting information on what's happening and how to stay safe inside these centers.
So I understand that there are, that both of these are run, both Eloy Detention Center and La Palma Correctional Facility. These are two of the largest immigrant detention centers in the country, and both are run by a private corporation?
The people who can release and start making decisions for our loved ones to be released right now is ICE Officer Enrique Lucero. So we've been demanding and pushing to not only ICE, but also Doug Ducey to
release. That's the governor of Arizona.
Yes, Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, to release our loved ones inside these centers.
So these, I understand, these are companies that, of course, have a history of running privately run prisons and jails in the U.S. What have you heard from those who have loved ones in Eloy Detention Center and La Palma about the conditions under which they're being held? We're being told to quarantine. If we go to the grocery store, we have to wear masks and gloves and use hand sanitizer. Are undocumented folks being held in these facilities being given any kind of protection against the spread of the coronavirus?
So yes, the information we have been receiving from families and people inside these detention centers is they're only receiving limited soap, so a soap size of 2 quarters. They have been receiving, they're barely receiving this week, one face mask, which we don't know if that face mask is for the rest of the month or the rest of the week. So outside, we're being told to not reuse your face mask, not reuse your gloves. So how are we telling our people inside the detention centers, this is all you got?
So among the, as part of the protest that took place on Friday, I understand that there was a young girl who, and of course a number of people whose loved ones are being held in the detention centers. And there was a young girl who spoke on camera about her father who was being held in detention. And I want to play a video of that for our audience right now.
Can you tell me why you're here today?
Hi, my name is Alamadis. We're here protesting them to free all the people. There's no reason they should be here at this place. Like she said, it's not sanitary. it's not fair for their loved ones to not see them during this case. So that's why we're here protesting, making sure they're all free.
Is this your family member?
Yeah.
What was it like for you when she was here?
It was sad because I was little and I couldn't see her. So it was hard for me to come seeing her in handcuffs here. And I didn't like it because I couldn't hug her or anything. But it was sad for me because me and my sister had, as we were little, we couldn't spend time with her because of what's happening now. And this is, my dad's also here, and I don't want anything to happen to him because he's my dad, and I haven't seen him in a while.
And that is the voice of 10-year-old Adamaris, who was standing next to her sister Noemi. And Adamaris' father is at Florence Detention Center. And her sister Noemi, she talked about the fact that her sister was at Eloy Detention Center for a time, and she was unable to be in contact with her during that time. Michelle, tell me a little bit more about some of the folks that showed up on Friday and also what the protest was like. I understand that there were hundreds of cars, something like 700 people, which at a time during this coronavirus quarantine is a remarkable achievement to have 700 people show up for a protest.
Yeah, so first off, we took safety very serious. Everybody was staying inside their cars. They brought their banners and put them on the cars. And we're all just frustrated that we're not getting answers. So we decided to show up and do a car rally and rally around Florence and Eloy, making sure our loved ones are listening to us, making sure we're supporting them, and making sure that we're gonna continue to be there and continue to put pressure to release our loved ones, because we know the conditions that are in there are not the safest ones. People incarcerated are gonna be the most vulnerable at the time. They don't have access to the amount of safety they need. So we need to release them as soon as possible.
There is a social media campaign, hashtag free them all, as well, that this protest was essentially a part of.
So Free Them All has been a national campaign. Not only has Arizona has been advocating to free them all, but so many states have released our loved ones. Others, like state like California and New Jersey, have been releasing people inside who are detained, and Arizona has been last to right now, has not put any action into releasing our people.
So the protest that took place on Friday, is that something that you're seeing happening in front of detention centers around the country as well? Are there links also being made with prisons and jails?
Yes, it has been a nationwide campaign where people are doing car rallies outside of detention centers and jail facilities, advocating to get their loved ones out and making sure everybody is we're advocating for human rights. It's a human thing to do.
I understand that one of the other things that was being marked on Friday as part of the protest was the was a celebration to because of the release of one transgender woman whose imprisonment, continued detention, was a focus of protest. She had been facing a lot of violence. Can you tell me a little bit about her case?
Our allies, Trans Queer Pueblo, was the one that was helping and advocating for Alejandra to get released.
This is Alejandra Alor Reyes, is the name of this transgender woman from Mexico, I understand, right?
Yes. So she was released on April 10th. And so we're excited and happy. She was basically in fear of being contaminated or with COVID-19.
And she I understand, was also facing a lot of, she was facing several cases of sexual assault, prolonged solitary confinement. Transgender detainees in particular are very, very vulnerable and are often targeted. What about, what sort of cases, or how many cases do you know of right now of people who've actually gotten infected in detention centers in Arizona? From what I can see right now, that there are 5 cases in Arizona, 2 at La Palma and 3 at Florence SPC?
Yeah, that's correct. But we believe that the number is way higher, and knowing the conditions inside these detention centers, and people can look at a report at insideeloy.org. So these conditions have been going on for years and years. We don't think it has stopped. And we believe right now is there's a high increase of these numbers going up the minute.
In fact, let's watch a short video that was created on the website insideeloy.org. This is a video report that was created in conjunction with Puente, Arizona.
We think that Arizona is also a case study because now you're seeing it all over the country.
While ICE is expanding its facilities, Congress has received no information about additional health staff or resources.
The fact is that this situation is not sustainable.
From when you first walk in and they give you recycled dirty underwear, to getting food with maggots, to being denied medical care, to being forced to work for $1 a day.
Those are just a few of the disturbing finds Losmin Jimenez and her Washington, D.C.-based group, The Advancement Project, say they discovered while visiting the Eloy Detention Center. The details just released as part of the human cost of being confined.
Eloy is the deadliest immigration detention center in the entire country. Abel Reyes Clemente died of pneumonia that went untreated for weeks. And we're seeing that again with the story of Jose de Jesus.
The death of Jose de Jesus was ruled a suicide.
ICE is a fairly new department in our government, created to criminalize and detain us for profit.
Poor Civic, a private prison company that's making money off of people, of human beings, and the less they provide for them, the more money they get. This
is an inhumane system that needs to be stopped.
And that is a short video report created in collaboration with Puente Human Rights Network that my guest, Michelle Ruiz, is with. This report was based on a visit to the Eloy Detention Center that Puente conducted. So when you demand free them all, this isn't just about the coronavirus, right? I mean, you're not just asking for a temporary release of those who are undocumented because of the dangers of coronavirus. This is a longer-term demand?
Yes, it's both. Right now is the time where our state is able to release our loved ones. Other states have been doing it. Why can't Arizona do it? So yes, it's and then we're also advocating for anyone inside that's incarcerated. Arizona is the 4th highest one, so Arizona should be thinking about the future and how can we get less people incarcerated and releasing and not having them in these bad conditions.
Isn't it also a danger to the corrections staff to keep this detention machine going during the coronavirus pandemic? I mean, we've heard of in prisons and jails around the country, corrections officers getting infected. I imagine it's just as dangerous for those who are staff members at immigrant detention centers.
Their staff are not wearing gloves or masks, so not only are they going inside and working, but they're also exposing to the people who are inside detained, and they're going back to their families and homes every day and expecting to go back to work the next day.
So the specific situation in Arizona, because of the fact that these are the largest run detention centers, what sort of reaction have you had, if any, from the state government there? Because although these are privately run facilities, the ultimate authority lies, I understand, both with ICE, but also with the state governor?
So right now for La Palma and Eloy, we're really pushing for director from ICE, Enrique Lucero, but also pushing Governor Doug Ducey on he having the power to influence and push every director from the detention centers to the jail facilities, pushing them to have a plan and releasing our loved ones.
Are you getting any information from those who are inside the detention center about the conditions there? There are news articles, the Arizona Mirror reported that one person who was detained had a high temperature, had a really difficult time getting someone to even take his temperature, reportedly told one of the ICE guards, do I have to tell you that I'm dying so that you'll take me to a medical facility? So are you getting any reports from inside the facilities?
Yes, not only is Puente, our organization, receiving calls, but other orgs are receiving multiple calls from family members and just having relationships with people inside these centers and getting check-in calls about how is it going, and finding information of what has it been inside these days.
So what are you calling on for people to do? I mean, those who are in Arizona, I imagine, can join you during these car protests if there are more being organized. But what about outside the country? You're calling on people to contact ICE directly. Is this a kind of a nationwide movement that as people are stuck at home under quarantine, that they can send off emails or make phone calls?
Yes. We have been doing an action week of action every week. So you can call your local governor, ICE, the Arizona Correction Center, and we're having our petition signed now, AZ, no, Bitly, sign AZ now, can sign our petition for releasing our loved ones. And so there's multiple online petitions and demands and emails people can be doing right now.
And we'll post a link to the website from our site as well. I want to thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us today. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
My guest has been Michelle Ruiz. She's an organizer with Puente Human Rights Movement in Arizona. We've been discussing how organizers like her are demanding that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency free all undocumented detainees in Arizona. There was a major protest on Friday outside a couple of detention centers where 700 people gathered in 200 cars. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.